power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360khnc.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Under any other administration, the balloons that have been floating the skies of America would have been an act of war. We're going to discuss that just briefly, and we'll go on to another topic. Now, this is out of AmericanMilitaryNews.com. China confirmed, this was last Friday, that the high-altitude balloon that was being tracked over the northern U.S. is definitely Chinese. The Chinese claimed that it's a civilian aircraft that's strayed off course. The foreign minister's spokesman announced the details after the Pentagon on Thursday revealed that it had been tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon over the U.S. for several days. Now, the lie is days. No. From the minute it left the secret island where it was launched, from whence it was launched, it was being tracked from that very moment. So you have to read between the lies, L-I-E-S, or lines, L-I-N-E-S, whichever you prefer. The airship is from China, civilian airship, used for research, mainly, meteorological purposes. Right. Nothing China does is for climate purposes. It is military purposes only. A Chinese spokesman stated in a statement, affected by the westerlies and the limited self-steering capability, and this is what I said last week, it has to have some way, not wings or rudder, But there must be some way for it to fly and veer course off of the wind pattern and fly directly above in the vicinity of secret air bases, I'll explain it here. Affected by the westerlies with the limited self-steering capability. How does a balloon have a limited self-steering capability? The airship deviated far from its planned course and didn't deviate. It was intentionally directed, guided off course. Not off course. It was on the course it was intended to be on. The Chinese side regrets the unintended entry of the airspace into the United States airspace due to an accident. No. The Chinese side will continue communicating with the U.S. side and properly handle this unexpected situation. Unexpected, correct, right? Caused by accident. A senior defense official told reporters Thursday that the U.S. has very high confidence that the suspected Chinese balloon was flying over sensitive sites, agreed, collecting information, agreed, according to the Associated Press. Not accident. You see, there is a shift taking place presently. The U.S. and America were going to work together on a new world order. But now China is being bounced out of the equation. America is going to be the sole leader, the sole hegemonic power of the New World Order. China is no longer in the mix. Many people believe that China is going to destroy this country. You're incorrect. China is not going to destroy anything. In fact, we're going to continue to use weather warfare, earthquake, triggering earthquakes, and you name it, to continue to make sure China does not become the hegemonic power by 2049. It won't happen. The balloon flew over the Aleutian Islands, through Canada, and into Montana. And see, the Canadians were complicit with this plan also. Now, the Chinese were definitely surveilling whatever they wanted to get more information about, and we were surveilling the balloon. We were wondering, what does China have on board that can help us in our war effort to control the world? So it flies over Canada into Montana and just happens to be in the area of the three silo fields that have the nuclear missiles. It drifted into the areas of Billings, Montana on Wednesday. Then, again, a senior defense official said F-22 fighters were scrambled by President Joe Biden, but Biden heeded a strong recommendation of the senior military leaders that it was too risky to shoot the balloon down. Why would it be risky unless it was allowed? Which it was. Okay. And for a few minutes, take a break. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
So to finish the article, a defense official said that our best assessment right now is that the balloon doesn't pose a significant enhancement threat of intelligence gathering. These people are, they're AB normal. But if the level of risk changes, the U.S. will have options to deal with the balloon. So now it's over Montana, right? So it meanders on east over sensitive sites, all the way to the East Coast. Then, this is out of HalTurnerRadioShow.com, China balloon uploaded data, images, and video to satellite before being shot down off U.S. East Coast. On Saturday, the United States claimed it shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon. They're telling you the truth, but they're saying suspected. No. They shot down a Chinese spy balloon off the North Carolina coast, ending a national security fiasco that lasted several days. One expert stated the video seemed to show China self-destructed the equipment array before the U.S. did anything. He also says it is likely that all data, images, and video from the balloon's trip were uploaded via satellite by China long before the balloon was downed. The U.S. military says it destroyed the balloon over the Atlantic Ocean just off the coastline. Why didn't they do it before it was over U.S. airspace at the Aleutian Islands, Alaska, before it traversed continental United States? Why? It's not been disclosed. Citizens nationwide suspect China bribed quite a number of U.S. government and military officials to make certain the balloon was allowed to cross the country unmolested. Now, speaking of molesting, now this balloon should have been molested. They should leave the children alone, stop molesting children, women, and people that can't defend themselves. They need to stop molesting these type of individuals, these people, but they need to molest balloons coming over the country. So, was allowed to cross the country unmolested, and those citizens think it is treason in everyone's face. I think we all agree. So if something should have been molested, it should have been a balloon. You just pop a hole in it, punch a hole in it, a bunch of holes in it. I don't know, it didn't have helium in it. I wonder what kind of gas it had in it. Let's see here. The balloon is a civilian airship used for research, mainly meteorological purposes, because the Chinese are concerned about climate change, about environment. The government. The governments of the world are corrupt. The people of these nations are victims. So, I just want to make sure you know that. The cultures, the nations, for the most part, need to be prosecuted, most of them. It's the citizens that are the victims. Now, our old friend Henry Kissinger, the world, I'm going to tell you, there are people who are saying that, believing that, like the president, the imposter last night, reading from a script, that we are looking at the greatest time of I mean, we're a great time, a good time. A nirvana is coming. We are going, the world and America is heading for the best time ever in American history. Yeah, that's true for some people. As a whole, for the American people, that is not true. As a whole, for the people of the world, it is not true. And it does say in the Bible that at the end of the world will be a marvelous place to live for the people that are extremely wealthy, that are protected, but not for the citizens of the world. So, now, Henry Kissinger, this was interesting. This was out of an article out of RT News, Russia Today. Division and disorder threatens the United States, Henry Kissinger. America is not fit to face new challenges to the world order, the former U.S. Secretary of State claimed. Kissinger has accused the U.S. political establishment of a failure to demonstrate domestic cohesion, warning an audience at an event honoring former President Ronald Reagan that the country could not afford to isolate itself. So they said that in World War I. They said that in World War II. We cannot be isolationists. The U.S. is suffering domestic division, international disorder about arguments about who we are and what we stand for. Well, who are we and what do we stand for? Do we stand for law and order? Going on, the former Secretary of State and National Security Advisor told guests at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library last Sunday, "The situation means that Washington finds it difficult to muster the domestic cohesion necessary to face the challenges ahead of us," Kissinger added. There's not going to be cohesion in what he considers to be cohesion. The cohesion that he is discussing, as I'll read in just a second, is that we as a nation, we in America, we have to accept the fact that we, America, we are the only nation that can take the world into the future. And the way to do that is through a global world order. This is where he's heading. America solo, no other nation will be able to, can, is capable of, and the destiny, America's destiny, is to take the citizens of the world into a Luciferian New World Order. Now, many of you don't know that Henry Kissinger is a Luciferian. I don't know how many secret societies he is in, but he is basically fascist, communist, socialist. You could almost say he's probably, to many degrees, he would support, has supported, will continue to support anybody that would, you might say, anybody who's a Nazi. Anybody that's a Nazi, he would support them. And I'll prove it. The former White House official argued that China posed a challenge to world order. Here we go. And listed Russia's military operation in Ukraine and the supposedly imminent development of the world's most devastating weapons, true, by Iran. No, not by Iran. By empire. Iran's weapons don't compare to the technology, to the weapons of this country. Iran is, I don't know how to explain it. Iran is a non-factor, as the world is going to see in a while. Iran, this is basically what he's saying is, the United States and Israel must destroy Iran. And this is the direction we're going. Okay, he says here, and by Iran is among the issues of the U.S. to tackle. He also warned that the artificial intelligence was transforming human consciousness itself. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Part of that transformation is in process, is taking place, has been a strategy to get AI that was outside of the human body and put it in the human body through graphene, through gold dust that is a chip. Each of these pressing developments requires a combination of strength and conciliation. In other words, the American people better go along with empire's wishes. Even we within this country, we cannot be isolationistic. We have to agree that empire, we are the greatest nation ever in the history of the world, and we must go along with the policies of the government to destroy any nation that even looks at us in a negative way. America needed to be powerful in substance and mind to protect world order. By force, if necessary. Here we go. Sunday marked the 112th anniversary of Reagan's birth, and Kissinger asserted that the former Republican leader had never wavered in his belief that America, empire, the land of the plumed serpent, is most secure and prosperous when it is the leader in shaping a stable world, and that a stable world could not be based on American isolationism. While the 99-year-old former diplomat described Reagan as a peacemaker, the conservatives' icon presidency saw the United States invade Grenada, send thousands of troops to the Middle East, and attempt to overthrow the government of Nicaragua by funding, training, and arming contra-militaries and militias through the CIA. During the Reagan presidency, Kissinger chaired the National Bipartisan Commission of Central America, which accused the Soviet Union of exploiting political unrest in the region while glossing over America's, and specifically Kissinger's, support for military dictatorships such as Augusto Pinochet in Chile and the right-wing death squads of El Salvador in the name of fighting communism. He is a communist. He is a secret society. He's a member of Pilgrim Society. The greatest communist or socialist or fascist or totalitarian secret society secret society ever. Last month, at the World Economic Forum, Kissinger publicly embraced the idea of Ukrainian membership of NATO. This is why Russia was provoked into acting and taking military action in Ukraine a year ago. Provoked, pushed. Russia didn't have a choice. And for the sake of the people of the world, whether you would understand what I'm even saying, most of you, maybe some of you may not, others that have listen to my programs, you would understand where I'm coming from. Why is Kissinger now in favor of Ukraine becoming a member of NATO? Because now Kissinger is admitting that the obstacle to his new world order is Russia. His obstacle to the new world global hegemonic rule of America is China and the nations that will go along with these two powers in the world presently. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hey everyone, as I meet and talk with more of you, I'm learning that most of you rely on holistic and natural modalities to keep yourselves healthy. I'd like to introduce you to a 24-year technology from Europe that's available right here in the U.S. This device that you can use in your home helps increase blood circulation in 74% of our bodies and provides many health benefits for people and animals. Some of you already know about it. Call me at 970-515-6882 to learn more and schedule a complimentary session.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah, I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Street one day, a pretty lady looked at me and said her diamond watch had stopped cold dead. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is?
And people are wondering, what time is it? And I'm telling you that the rulers in the unipolar nations have made the decision to go all out to, number one, destroy Russia. Number two, by destroying Russia, you can destroy China. And all the stops have been pulled out. One of the big stops, Henry was fudging here, and the last time I reported about Henry, he was fudging. He wasn't so sure. He was thinking America was making a mistake by supporting Ukraine, Zelensky, and that this was going to cause a war. Well, now He's on board. Let's go to war. He'd love to. Henry Kissinger, this individual, would love to see the world destroyed completely before he passes into eternal, he thinks it's going to be eternal rest. It won't be eternal rest. It will be eternal life of torment. So he finishes this article, and he says, he calls for an end to the conflict as soon as possible for fear that Russia would be driven into the arms of China. Well, it's too late, Henry. You, America, you globalists have pushed China and Russia into a friendship temporarily. Now, also, I'm going to continue. He has changed his position on the Ukraine completely. Now he feels, okay, the U.S. should allow NATO, bring Ukraine into NATO. This is absolute total war with Russia. Russia will respond with everything in the kitchen sink. Now, the concept of Ukraine's neutrality is no longer meaningful given the circumstances, Kissinger told the World Economic Forum in Davos 2 weeks ago, over a week ago. He endorsed Kiev's eventual membership of the U.S.-led military bloc, but continued to insist on dialogue with Russia. So he's kind of like a forked tongue here. A stance that earned him a spot on the notorious Ukrainian kill list. Kissinger, again, 99. He stated at last year's Davos gathering that he advocated an urgent end to the hostilities in Ukraine, lest Russia is driven into permanent alliance with China, for daring to suggest that Moscow could keep Crimea, which rejoined Russia in 2014, he was placed on the peacemaker list of Ukraine's enemies, however. On Tuesday, he prefaced his remarks with admiration for Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky and the heroic conduct of the Ukrainian people before proposing essentially the same peace deal as last year. He said, before the war, I was opposed to the membership of Ukraine in NATO because I feared it would start exactly the process we have seen. Now that this process has reached this level, the idea of a neutral Ukraine under these conditions is no longer meaningful. So in Kissinger's view, the way to prevent the conflict from escalating is to do exactly what Kiev, the United States, and its allies have been doing so far. Demand a Russian withdrawal while giving Ukraine military and financial aid and maintaining sanctions and other pressures on Moscow. Okay, he's admitting that the Russian, Putin and Russia, the Russian people and the allies that have joined and are in the same thought process with Russia to resist the rule of the globalist West, this global world order. He is saying that now we must go to war with these enemies that refuse to yield, bend the knee, kiss the hand to the globalists in the unipolar West, especially empire. He's stating that we must go to war and destroy the enemies of the New World Order. Any nation, whether it be Russia, whether it be China, Turkey, they won't go along, we'll create an earthquake, and we'll cause havoc. We'll destroy them, either through diplomacy, telling that they better just yield, and then we won't use heart programs on them. We won't cause the plates to shift to cause these massive earthquakes. We won't sanction them to death. will allow them to trade with Empire by ship. So Kissinger is saying that America must, with their allies, must destroy the nations that are resisting the New World Order, the Luciferian Global Order. It is Luciferian. It is the coming order of Antichrist. New World Order means build back better. Tear down what exists, build it back better with a satanic globalist network of devil worshippers, simply. Here, just recently, presenting to you on this program, here we have on Monday at the Grammys, or Sunday at the Grammys, straight out Satan worship. Here you have schools having meetings to take the children to have a satanic Bible study, so to speak, or Disney taking little children to sing "We Love You, Satan." It's in the face of the American people. It's no longer hidden. Then you have another article I should have read from yesterday. They want to have, well, I'll come back, talk about that in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. And unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever seem to be in it all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you get by?
Keep us steady high.
So to make my point before I went to break, in New Mexico, a satanic temple in New Mexico, they want to, as a religious rite, they want to be able to sacrifice children out of the womb because it's their religion. This is in New Mexico. You watch judgments come to New Mexico. You watch what's going to happen down there. So we are witnessing the transformation of America from a one-time God-fearing, God-worshipping, Bible-reading nation to a nation of, I hate to tell you the truth, this nation, America, means land of the plumed serpent. And I know it's difficult for me to talk about this, but it must be talked about. This country, according to the Bible, the final religion of this country before it's destroyed will be Satanism. That will be the final religion of this nation. And we can't stop it. We have to, for those that do not believe in an eternal God, He is eternal. He did send His Son to give mankind eternal life, to wash man's sins by His blood, to afford and offer every human being, child, male, female, adult, age is no, you don't have to be a certain age to receive Christ. But if you believe that God raised Him from the dead, that's the beginning right there, and then just pray and ask for forgiveness and ask Him to come as the Holy Spirit and live inside of you, you will have eternal life. We're not going to escape the hardships coming to this country. We're not going to escape the hardships coming to the world. We can't. In the last decade, the escalation of world wars, not just in like Ukraine, but even the nations, smaller wars taking place, little nation side by side going to war with each other. It doesn't have to be a global war like World War I, World War II. It will just be a whole, it'd be a like at the 4th of July, you send up one of these, what do you call them? Just one, not a bottle rocket, a flare. It explodes and you have hundreds of little floating, beautiful, burning, well, you know what the fireworks are. Well, this is what the world will be like. Like they shoot them at the cannon, and these fireworks, when they explode, you have one big, massive explosion in the end of the world. You're going to have this explosion, nations against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms. There's going to be war without, and then there's going to be ethnos against ethnos within, ethnics, the ethnos. You're going to have race wars within the nations. Look what's happening in this country presently. Exactly what the scripture said will happen. And there'll be a push to, by empire, to destroy a nation called Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Gog in the land of Magog. A nation that will be extremely, that will be at her zenith. And nobody can touch her. Nobody will be able to destroy her. I'm talking about Russia. And Russia will have a group of nations, a confederacy, that will be in line with her policies eventually to invade the Middle East, but before that, with the policies of a multipolar world, an alternate system of trade and commerce apart from the unipolar world of the West led by America. We're in that time. This is the time we're in. I just feel that every day you see the madness of this country. One of the things that will happen is when people refuse to believe and hold the knowledge of God in their thinking, when they intentionally reject the thought of God, their mind begins to, it works. They can still add and subtract. They can still drive a car. But everything as far as who they are as an individual, they morph out of being human into being a non-human. They don't think properly. Their mind is damaged. Well, you look at the nations of the world. Do you think they watched last night's State of the Union for America? Probably not. But do you think the Benjamin Netanyahu watched last night's State of the Union? How about Vladimir Zelensky? How about Mr. Putin? They all watched. The kings of the world, they watched that speech last night, and they thought, this is madness. This man is mad. He must hate God because his mind doesn't work. He's a liar. That's where it all begins, just like his father, the devil.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, well, I'll finish out today's program. I sit and I look at the, I can see, like last night with the I didn't watch. I meant to watch the State of the Union. And I decided I better do something important. I'm not sure if I want to watch the imposter. I don't want to watch him take orders from the true president of this country, who's illegitimate, and not take the and not allow the true president of the country, Donald Trump, still. So you have three people running the country, or there's a legitimate president, Trump, And then the illegitimate or the imposter that is being controlled by, I believe, an ex-president. Everybody else is believing the same thing too. And then Joe is like his father, the devil. He can't tell the truth. This man is dysfunctional. You think his son, Hunter, is dysfunctional? Like father, like son? And the world, the leaders of the world, they watched the State of the Union. They maybe didn't stay up on the other side of the world. Xi Jinping, first thing he did this morning when he got out of bed, he went to have his coffee and whatever it is he has for breakfast. He watched it. All the leaders of all the nations and probably most of their staff, they watched that State of the Union. Maybe late, not they didn't stay up to watch it, but everybody watched it, because in that State of the Union, they are being told what is going to happen in the future. And the imposter was telling the American people what the other leaders of this country want to do and how they want to destroy the people of this country. He's basically telling you what's going to happen. And with the Democrat and the Republican Party, I don't know. I'm still wondering who's who in politics. But one thing is, they are tired of Joe Biden. And here's what's going to happen. The Democrats, right now, they don't have someone to replace him. They're not going to have Kamala. She's not going to replace him. The Republicans, they're trying to decide who's their best bet. We're not going to have an election. I don't believe we will have a 2024 election. I think that we have had our final election. There's talk now of some kind of a swan event. If there should be, will we go to complete total martial law? Who's going to sit at the helm as president of this country, as leader of this country? And the rest of the world, they want to know. They're looking to see who is going to be the next leader of this country. Whoever is going to be the next leader of this country, the people of the world know this individual is probably going to be the final president to lead this country perfectly into the hands of a new world order. The other nations know it. We just don't know it. You see, they pay attention to empire. We live in empire. We don't pay attention. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Podcasts are at 1360khnc.com. Rick Rodriguez. Have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow. Look up. You might see a balloon.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lufton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the US, back in the
USSR. You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.